USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Tensions are running high on the Senate floor as lawmakers from both sides of the aisle try to reach a deal on coronavirus aid package. Senate Majority Leader from Kentucky, Mitch McConnell, says Democrats are holding up the show.
This compromise package would push tens of billions of dollars. This compromise package would push tens of billions of dollars to hospitals and health care providers. It would send direct checks to millions of American households.
Defense Secretary Mark Esper is insisting that mobilization of National Guard troops in three states is not a move toward martial law. During a Pentagon briefing, Esper criticizes any suggestions to the contrary. National Guard troops are being authorized to help state officials in New York, California, and Washington State. You are listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I look at Balance of Nature, and I look what it's doing for me and for the patients that I have that are taking it, and it's been phenomenal watching the changes that have happened and how much healthier and how much more energy they have. If we give you the proper nutrients, your body's able to produce what it needs. And here's a product from Balance of Nature that basically makes it so you get the nutrient equivalent of eating 10 servings of fruits and vegetables a day. The thing that amazes me with it is that it's so simple.
Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order of fruits and veggies. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com and make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is making an unannounced trip to Afghanistan in an effort to end a political crisis that has stalled the efforts to end the war there. Pompeo's trip came even as most official government travel has been canceled amid the coronavirus pandemic. Pompeo meeting with members of the Afghan government in hopes to work out the next step in the peace process overseas. Let the vetting begin for former Vice President Joe Biden. As we hear from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes in Washington.
Democratic presidential frontrunner Joe Biden now looking ahead to the next phase of his campaign. In a phone call with donors yesterday, the former VP said in the next few weeks he will start vetting possible running mates. Biden saying he's already spoken to former President Obama about it. The 77-year-old Biden adding that the most important qualification will be that the person is ready to take over on day one if needed.
Biden has a commanding delegate lead over Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
More and more people are testing positive for the Chinese coronavirus. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Wendy King.
The list of people contracting the virus grows. Harvey Weinstein is now in medical isolation while serving a 23-year sentence for rape and sexual assault. Former football player and Bachelor star Colton Underwood tested positive. Bon Jovi keyboardist David Bryan, legendary opera singer Placido Domingo. Tom Hanks and Rita Wilson were one of the first to report they had it. The Wire star, Idris Elba, Daniel Day Kim from Hawaii Five-O, Indira Varma from Game of Thrones, Rachel Matthews from Frozen 2, also Utah Jazz players Rudy Gobert and Donovan Mitchell, and NBA superstar Kevin Durant, football coach Sean Payton, Congressman Ben McAdams, also Congressman Mario Diaz-Balart, the mayor of Miami, Francis Suarez, Sophie Trudeau, Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau's wife, Prince Albert II, the ruler of Monaco, and, as we mentioned earlier, Senator Rand Paul.
And finally, it was back on this date in 1839 when the initials OK are first published in the Boston Morning Post. For more news, you can find us online at usaradio.com. Also, check us out on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.